Hello once again, and welcome to your 5 for today. Today's theme is being known. I love quiz programs. Growing up, there was Name That Tune with Tom O'Connor, Blockbusters with Bob Holness, Family Fortunes with Bob Monkhouse, Max Bygraves, Les Dennis, and more recently with Vernon Kay, and Countdown. In recent years, there's been Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Chris Tarrant, then Jeremy Clarkson, Tipping Point with Ben Shepherd, The Chase with Bradley Walsh, and even more recently, Cash Trapped, again with Bradley Walsh. I've never met any of them, but can Google information online or visit Wikipedia. I mention quiz programs because they are to do with what we know, facts and figures. Some might call that general knowledge. But what about people that we know, and those who may know us? I do remember meeting Liz Dawn once, who played Vera Duckworth in Coronation Street. She visited Neath many years ago now, and I managed to get her autograph. As a school teacher of some 21 years, I often think about past pupils who I remember and wonder who may remember me and for what reasons. So let me ask, who do you know? Or who knows you? You, like me, may not be famous, but apart from family and close friends, who knows us really well and for what reasons? Job in the Old Testament said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, or mi un fod fy mrynwr yn fyw, to offer a bit of Welsh. By the same token, Paul in the New Testament stated, For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him. Do you know him? Well, he knows all about you, as stated by David in one of his Psalms. I'd like to read some verses to you now. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off, and are acquainted with all my ways. Where can I go from your spirit? You have formed my inward parts. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Not bad, eh? God knows all about you, and has done since conception. You are so unique that your DNA is yours only. That was God making you, you. Another psalm reveals God's desire for us to know him when he said, Be still and know that I am God. I like to read be still as chill or relax. Be comfortable with me and in my presence. There are two verbs in Welsh to translate know. One is gwybod, to know facts or figures. Adnabod is to know affectionately or intimately a person or place. You may know about God, but he'd like you to get to know him, to adnabod God. The psalm says, I am God. Far too many people live life without God and try to do things their own way, to be good, to be as kind as they can, and so on. Christianity is about relationships, close relationships. A church fellowship is a family of like-minded people who address God as their Heavenly Father. God loves us with unconditional love and asks that we love him back in return. When that's done, he then asks that we love our neighbours as ourselves. How loving a person are you? Jesus' love is very wonderful, says the Sunday school chorus. It's so high, you can't get over it. So low, you can't get under it. So wide, you can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love. I trust that this is a love that you experience daily in your life. If not, get to know God, really know Him, and live life as Jesus would, a life characterized by love. Thanks for listening, and God bless all listeners of Five for Today.